A man came sent by God. His name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness to the light, so that everyone might believe through him. He was not the light. He was to bear witness to the light. And this was the witness of John when the Jews sent to him priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He declared, he did not deny, but declared, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "Then are you Elijah?" And he replied, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We must take back an answer to those who sent us. What have you to say about yourself?" So he said, "I am, as Isaiah prophesied, a voice of one that cries in the wilderness, 'Prepare a way for the Lord, make his path straight.'" Now, those who had been sent were Pharisees, and they put this question to him, "Why are you baptizing if you are not the Christ and not Elijah and not the prophet?" And John answered them, "I baptize with water, but standing among you, unknown to you, is the one who is coming after me. I am not fit to undo the strap of his sandal." This happened at Bethany on the far side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. A voice cries in the wilderness. Wilderness was very much part of the religious and the folklore of the Jewish people. It was in the wilderness of the Exodus that they became a people. They had the Exodus from Babylon, the return to Jerusalem. Jesus went into the wilderness. And we all have our wilderness. In our own hearts, in our own lives, we have the wilderness of confusion and doubt, the wilderness of ignorance and bad judgment, the wilderness of sin and mistakes. And yet, it is in the wilderness that we find God. We find that as the people, chosen people, found God, the nearness of God to them in the wilderness, they found out so often what was the right thing to do. It was in the wilderness Moses received the Ten Commandments. And we too find in the wilderness of our lives that God comes to us. God does not come into a clinically clean world. God comes into a mess. And Christianity is not about success. Christianity is about redeeming failure. And God comes into the failure of our lives. And Mary too experienced a wilderness. She was confused and she was wondering, not quite sure what was happening. And then she had to face into the wilderness of Bethlehem. People jostling for places, people looking for lodgings. It was all very confusing. Not as a young mother would have planned to have her child. And yet it was there that the child was born. Eugene O'Neill, the great Irish-American writer, said, "Man is born broken. Life is mending. God is glue." And we are glued together in the middle of our sinfulness and our mess. If we open our hearts, if we pray for sincerity, pray for courage, the Lord will come in the middle of that mess, in the middle of that wilderness. And just as Shakespeare's great play, King Lear, it was in the middle of the wilderness, the blasted heath, that Lear eventually got back his sanity. And we too. We will get the Lord. We will find the Lord. Or rather, the Lord will find us in the middle of our sinfulness, in the middle of our confusion, if we just open ourselves and say, "Be it done to me, Lord, according to your word."